Archers for the week 25 to 30 June 2000.
Sign of him. Hello, Tess.
No.
And the police ain't come up with nothing.
Right, I'll send the dog handler down later.
If he don't turn up soon, they'll start doing proper searches.
Oh, Lord.
It ain't gonna come to that, love. He's gonna be all right.
Yeah, of course he will.
Where have you been looking?
Round Aidan Wood.
Hey, steady.
Maybe I should have come with you instead.
You did right coming to church.
Oh, I had to, Eddie.
I know.
I'm just so...
Look, it's all right.
Janet asked if anyone had seen Joe right at the start.
Oh?
No. Still, he got everyone thinking how they can help.
Oh, come away.
Stop with them.
And they all said him and the kids will look round Lakey Coppice.
Oh, Ed will be there if Emma's going.
And Caroline promised she'd get everyone at Grey Gables looking.
The more people, the better.
Everyone's sure he's still somewhere in Ambridge.
Where else would he go?
Well, plus, we've got Pat and Tony helping. I reckon we're bound to find him.
That's what I thought yesterday.
Give over, Tess!
I was sure he was going to turn up when everyone checked the barns. I thought it'd be nice and snug somewhere.
Oh, what's up with you?
You'd think these two would never live together.
Oh, it might have been better to leave Tess at Brookfield.
No, she just ain't used to seeing Meg, that's all.
Look, any road, you better decide where we're going to start looking now.
Well, we haven't been round Aidan Rise properly yet.
Yeah, but...
Oh, we used to go there a lot.
No, I reckon we'd better check the pits first.
The pits?
Oh, he could easily have twisted his ankle and stuck there.
Oh, we never went there.
He did sometimes.
Let's go to Aidan Rise.
We can do both. No sense in arguing.
That's what drove them off in the first place.
I know.
Us at each other's throats all the time.
Yeah, well, we're all on the same side now, love. Ain't we, son? Of
course we are.
I'm glad I caught you. Oh, you just had to get the inbox.
Yeah, sorry, Bert, but we can't stop.
Yeah, we're still looking for Grandad.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to see you. I want to give you a hand.
Oh, right.
That's good of you.
No, it's not. I let Joe down, and I want to make up for it.
Have you let him down?
Well, I kept meaning to get over to Barchester, but what with one thing and another...
It's easily done, Bert.
Yes, I never got around to it.
Not many did come over.
Only Janet.
Well, I feels badly about it, and I want to put it right.
The best way we can put things right is to get on with looking for him.
How are you doing?
Almost done. If you can water the last of these tomatoes, they're here.
Careful.
I'll get this one retied. Then we can head off to help Eddie and Clary.
They must be so worried. It's almost 2 days.
Yeah, well, at least they've got the police involved now.
Well, yes.
I think it brought Eddie up short. Once you bring the police in, you're admitting something's badly wrong.
Well, from what everyone's saying, there's not much they can actually do yet.
Huh?
Archer went off on his own accord.
I suppose so.
So they'd send out search parties.
Must be very worrying.
Yeah.
Right. I'm about ready. Will you look at that?
What?
Another batch of horse mushrooms.
Oh, yeah.
That's the fifth or sixth lot.
That compost must have been full of spores.
Oh, I'll do nicely on toast later.
Tony.
No, I'm not going to pick them now.
Right,
that'll do for the Toms.
I suppose the point is, it's not as though a child's gone missing.
I know. But a man in his 70s who's in, well... Let's say, an unsettled state of mind.
I know.
In some ways, if Joe's in the open, he could be just as vulnerable as a child.
That's it. Go steady. Go steady.
It's a good idea to send her through the scrub.
That's it, Meg. Steady, girl.
He might have got himself under there if there was no better cover.
What have you found?
Oh... Not that I think your granddad will be out in the open.
Keep going, Meg.
He's got too much sense.
This way, girl.
Always had a good head on his shoulders.
Come on, Meg, out you come.
Oh, you've got her well trained.
Good dog.
You should be pleased with yourself.
Oh, he ain't here, is he?
Yeah, we'd have seen him if he was. You've gone through the scrub like a professional.
Yeah, well, let's get on to the next patch.
No one's been down there in years, I reckon.
Well, you gave the buzzard to scare. Here, do you want to take Tess?
Oh, come on.
I've had a look over by the pumping station. Nothing.
Oh, flipping it. Where's he got to?
Oh, he'll turn up.
I hope so. It's just that the longer we look for him, I'm getting a bad feeling.
Well, let's try further on, shall we?
Anything could have happened to him.
He's probably fine.
You know what I was thinking? I was scrambling down just now. What if he was here? It's too late.
Oh, come on, Eddie.
Or the next pit. The next field. No,
it doesn't help to think like that. Should we go and check under the bridge?
Clary and Pat have done that when they went down to the Arm.
So, where now?
There's another couple of pits along here.
OK, let's do those.
Go on, Martin.
Surprising how much ground you cover in a couple of hours.
Getting so worried a bit.
Oh, give your dad credit.
We mean it.
No, I was saying to Pat earlier, he's a tough customer.
I suppose he's been out in the open. Sleeping rough.
He knows how to look after himself.
He can't do that for long. Not at his age.
Joe knows more about living off the land than probably anyone else in Ambridge.
He's far too old to be dodging around it.
His generation have got skills and instincts the rest of us don't even know about.
Yeah. Time was, not agreed with you.
Wherever he is, he'll make sure he's out of the weather and that he's got something to eat.
If he was thinking straight, maybe. I don't think he is.
No?
No. You don't know what he's been like in Borchester.
Well, he can't have changed that much in a few weeks.
Oh, he's changed already.
Has he?
He's... Well, he ain't the same man who left Ambridge, put it that way. What's under here? Yeah. Annoying me.
Bed springs?
Yeah, it's an old mattress.
Bet someone drove miles to dump it.
Yeah, probably came from Meadow Roy's.
You reckon?
There's what folk are like round there.
Well, I didn't see much of the estate when I came to the Lord Kitchener, but it did seem rather depressing.
It's a dump.
Not the best place for Joe, I suppose.
I never thought of Dad as old before. Not properly, but he's become an old man there.
If only they'd found you somewhere local.
Oh, and I haven't helped him.
But I'll check this one. It's not very deep.
Well, he's a right idiot of himself. Didn't work without thinking. Let you down over the leaks.
Oh, come off it, Eddie.
Couldn't bother to get up some days.
Well, you hadn't exactly been having it easy.
I even started looking for answers at the bottom of a glass. Now, that is a mug's game.
Yeah, well, you're not the first one who's made that mistake. There's nothing down here.
Some ways, I can't blame Dad for walking out.
I take it you're not working at the moment?
Not at the moment, no.
Well, if you are interested in a few hours...
You got something going?
Well, it's only weeding the carrots later in the week. Not skilled work.
Don't matter.
And I'd have to be sure that... Yeah, well, I can't afford to be left short-handed again.
I wouldn't do, honest.
It's only casual rates, I'm afraid.
Well, if you've got anything, I'll take it. I owe you for one thing.
Well, if you're sure.
Oh, yeah. As long as we can find Dad safe and sane, I'm going to get us all back on track.
Any luck?
Oh, don't look.
We've been right round Aidan Roy's.
No sign of Joe, I'm afraid.
Give
over.
Stop it, will you?
If you don't mind, I'm going to head back home.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for helping any road.
I need to look in on Frieda, tell her what I'm up to. I'll be back in a while.
See you, Bert.
See you. You're going to stick with us then, William?
Oh, I don't know. I think we'd better keep these two apart.
Yeah, you might be right.
I was going to go look around the allotments.
Oh, yeah. Those sheds need checking.
Hey, stop that, will you?
Meg! Oh, come back here. We're not going that way.
Oh, you see what you've done, Tess?
Meg!
Oh, they ain't normally like this. It's even getting to them now.
Well, let's put Tess to use. Shall we press on?
He loves this part of the Am.
Oh, it is beautiful.
If I moaned at him for stinking the kitchen out with his pipe, he'd often come down here to get some peace.
He's got his regular haunts, hasn't he?
Bought him some tobacco Friday.
This was after
makeup. Oh, shouldn't have been so off with him.
It was only natural to be annoyed.
Over a little bit of bacon?
But it wasn't just the bacon, was it?
No, I suppose not. I had such a go at him.
Don't blame yourself.
Tobacco was to say sorry. Might never get the chance now.
Look, I know you're worried sick.
My insides are churning.
But let's be positive. If he doesn't turn up soon, the police will put out an appeal on Radio Borsetshire.
Yeah.
Someone's sure to have seen him.
I hope so.
So, shall we move on?
Oh, that's never the time.
What time is it? Oh.
Now, wasn't you and Tony thinking of having lunch in the Bull?
That doesn't matter.
Oh, I didn't realise it was so late.
No, this is much more important.
I am sorry.
Don't be. Anyway, lunch probably wasn't that good an idea.
No, you should have said something.
Given how things are between Cathy and Sid.
Oh, well, yeah.
I don't suppose it adds to the enjoyment of a meal.
It's even worse if you're working with them, believe me.
Sure it is.
They're hardly talking to each other most of the time.
Well, that's no use if you're running a business together. Hey, is that William?
Where? Oh, yeah.
He's heading back to your... to Grange Farm, isn't he?
Well, I don't know what for. We've been right round it thoroughly, first place we thought of.
Well, I'm afraid Joe's not here either. You can see all the way down to the bend now.
I really hope when we came past the ford, by them trees was his favourite place.
Where should we try next?
I don't know, Pat. This is hopeless.
No, it's not. Let's keep going.
I'm going to chase the police up.
Well, what else can they do? They've got his details.
There must be summer.
They are trying.
Well, not hard enough. Be honest, Pat. You think the same as me, don't you?
What do you mean?
Something awful's happened to him, hasn't it?
We went through this field yesterday. You're just being stupid. Come back. Come on, we're going to the allotments. You're only excited because I used to train you up here. Meg, come here.
Oh, no.
Grandad. Grandad. Are you all right? Can you hear me, Grandad?
Oh, no.
Can you hear me? It's me, William. Grandad, wake up. Are you all right? Grandad, can you hear me? Grandad?
Hello?
Oh, Dad, I found him.
Oh, brilliant.
No, it ain't. He's lying in a ditch in our top field.
Is he all right?
No. He ain't moving.
What?
We've got to get an ambulance.
I'm right on it.
It's got to come straight away, Dad. I think he might be dying.
Everyone wants to know the news about Joe.
So what do you think, Mrs. Archer?
Well...
it'd be a lovely day out.
I'm sure it will be.
We've got a luxury coach lined up. Alfie's helping me organise it.
Is he?
He's well in with the coach companies.
It's useful having a brother-in-law with contacts.
Certainly is.
There you are, ladies.
Oh, Blackpool smashing in July.
I know.
And Marjorie Antrimus has come up with a great idea for when we get there.
What's that?
Well, we all do our own thing at first. Pleasure Beach, Golden Mile, whatever.
Lovely.
But then everyone meets up for a fish and chip lunch by the sea.
Oh, that sounds good.
There's nothing like sea air to give you an appetite.
All the same.
Go on, say I can put the whole family down.
I'm sorry, but I better say no.
What? None of you?
I don't think so.
Why not?
We've got quite a few things lined up over the summer as it is.
Well, the boss would love the sing-song on the way back.
Oh, look, there's Greg.
We'd have plenty of the old songs.
What's he doing here?
Oh, he'll have been with David. He wanted to discuss a cover crop he's putting in.
Oh.
He's worried about a leakage point into our wheat.
Greg!
Morning, Mr. Archer.
Huh?
Morning.
What's the news?
Oh, yes. How's Joe doing?
William says he's still in a bad way.
Oh, dear.
They got him to the hospital fast as they could. And he's badly dehydrated and suffering from hypothermia.
What had happened to him?
How come he was in a ditch?
No one knows. He's not strong enough to say anything yet.
Ooh, must be bad then.
Thank heavens he was found.
And that was just a piece of luck. The Grundys had already looked around Grange Farm a couple of times.
Well done to William for going back.
Is it right Joe was holding a photo when he was found?
One of his wife, William said.
Ah, that's typical. He always has Susan somewhere in his thoughts.
Well, thanks heavens he's safe now.
Here, here.
Yes, hello.
Doesn't bear thinking about if he'd been left in the ditch. William probably saved his life.
That's the worry.
Oh?
He really is in bad shape. There's no guarantee he'll pull through.
We can take this up to the field if you like.
It's as easy to wear them here.
Yeah.
And if the lorry's coming this afternoon...
Oh, we can just hold on to the ones that are ready.
Well, that's what I was thinking. We'd better set up a pen for them.
Yeah, are you all right with that?
Yeah.
Right. Hey, Greg didn't sound too optimistic, did he?
No. Pass us another.
All right.
I feel so sorry for the Grundys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not knowing if Joe's going to be all right.
As if they didn't have enough to worry about already.
The pen needs to be bigger.
Oh, you're optimistic.
Quite a few should be ready.
All right, then. Grab this one.
Hold on. Got it.
You know, I had thought we could offer Eddie the rust proofing.
In the parlour?
Yeah, there's a few of the stores need looking at.
And have you seen the muck on the roof trusses?
Yeah. I mean, normally he'd be just the man for the job.
I shouldn't think this is the best week to ask him.
No. Oh, well, we'll do it ourselves.
I'm the next.
Right, coming up.
Did you catch what Pip was on about this morning?
What, the school thing?
Yeah.
Couldn't make head or tail of it.
Me neither.
I mean, if it's so important, she should have given us the letter yesterday instead of dragging it out of her bag this morning.
Oh, believe me, it is.
Oh. One more.
To be on the safe side.
Right.
I had to promise faithfully we'd both read it today.
Since it's from school, what are the chances it'll cost us money somewhere along the line?
Pretty high.
Right, that should do.
When's the lorry due?
Oh, a couple of hours.
Right, we'd better bring them down.
Look, I'll tell you what, I'll do it.
Get the lambs down?
Yeah, and the weighing, the whole lot.
On your own?
Yeah, you go and have a cup of tea with your mum.
I don't want a cup of tea.
Well, you know, go and keep her company for half an hour.
What for?
Well, she must feel a bit lonely now your dad's gone home.
Mum?
Yeah, she doesn't see anything of you during the day.
She's happy as Larry. She's got the chance to watch the tennis undisturbed for once.
Well, it was only a thought.
Thanks. But it's good to be busy.
Yeah, sure.
Though I'm impressed. You'd really bring all the lambs down, weigh them and separate them on your own.
Of course.
And where was Superman planning on writing down the weights?
In the...
In the notebook I remembered to bring with us.
yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
You see? Can't do without me.
Good girl. How are you getting on?
Yeah, I'll stay and have this pen fixed. But you know the fire one?
Yeah?
Needs the mesh replacing all the way round.
It's that far gone.
Well, you can take a look, but there's loads of holes the birds can squeeze out of.
All right, I'll bring you a roll up later.
Cheers.
Any word for your granddad?
Mum just phoned from the hospital. There's not been much change.
No.
They're getting some liquid into him, but he's still very poorly.
Everyone's keeping their fingers crossed.
Yeah, does he look all right?
Yeah, can you squeeze another staple up there? You don't want it to go slack at the top.
Yeah, I think I can, if...
I'll pull it taut it. How's that?
Yeah, I think.
Are you going to see him today?
Well, I'm going in this evening, if that's all right.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, finish when you need to.
I'll fix all the drinkers before I go.
Yeah, well, only if you've got time.
Mum said she'd ring straight away if I needed to get in quickly.
Let's hope he doesn't come to that.
Too right. There.
Yeah, that's a decent enough job.
Yeah, it'll do.
Mrs. Archer was singing your praises earlier.
Oh, yeah? What for?
Going back to Grange Farm again.
Ah, that weren't me. That were Meg.
Well, between...
No, really, you were her. Wasn't it, girl? Hey?
You'll have some credit, will you?
Well, I wanted to go to the allotments. She set off the farm, didn't you, girl? I just followed.
She probably still thinks of it as home.
No, more than that. Otherwise, I'd have pulled her up, like.
Hmm.
Honest, she got her head down and there were no stopping her.
Well...
And she didn't go to the house, did she?
You said she went straight to the ditch.
Yeah, she knew exactly what she were doing.
Maybe you should change her name then.
Hey?
Lassie might be more appropriate. Or Rintintin.
Well, I know what she did, even if no one else believes me.
Yeah, you might be right.
I've never seen her act so strange in her life. You knew where Grandad was, didn't you?
Hey? Yeah, I've seen dogs do a few things most people wouldn't give them credit for.
Ah, she's real clever, aren't you?
I told you about Ponty.
Ponty?
Belonged to the first keeper I worked for.
Oh, Mr. Lightfoot?
Yeah, that's him.
The one you didn't get on with?
Well, it was more he didn't take to me. Or maybe because I'd come to keep her in later than most.
Well, that shouldn't make any difference.
It did. Yeah, I got on better with Ponty, though. He was about all that kept Henry Lightfoot in one piece.
Eh?
He spent too much time in that pub for a keeper. Come closing time, he wouldn't know where his home was. So Ponty had to look after him.
Well, he came home.
He knew the route from just about every pub that side of the county.
That could do with a dog like that.
He'd bark when the traffic was coming. And if that didn't do the trick, he'd drag Henry out the way himself.
Ah, you're kidding.
I tell you, if Ponty had got the key out of Lightfoot's pocket and opened the door for him, I wouldn't have been surprised.
You hear that, Meg? Got a long way to go yet.
So, I know they can do some pretty clever things.
Do you stay in touch with Mr. Lightfoot?
No. I've run into him a couple of times at the game fair, but that's about all.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah, I probably will do this year now I've been talking about him.
Do you know which day you're going?
Not yet. But I'm going at least once.
Is it all right if I go too?
To the fair?
Yeah, on a different day too, obviously.
I didn't know you wanted to go.
Yeah, I've always fancied it. With it being so near this year.
Yeah, sorry, I can't spare you then.
I could get all my jobs done and still get to Blenheim in good time. Dad would lend me the van.
The answer's still no, William.
No.
It's going to take some juggling for me to go. We can't have you losing time as well.
It'd only be a day.
That's the job, I'm afraid. You can't take time off here, there and everywhere. Family matters is one thing, but not a game fair.
Well, I've put loads of extra hours in.
It was the same for me when I started.
Yeah, but...
I had to wait ages till I got a chance. You'll get there next year.
Next year?
Or the year after. It'll come round soon enough. It's called paying your dues. We all have to do it. No, I'll get that mesh.
Well, ain't that great, Mick? Ain't that just great?
I'll tell you what. If Pip's still making your mum listen to her read in 20 minutes, we'll send in a rescue party.
Mum loves it.
Of course she does. Heather can't get enough of the children.
As long as she distracts Pip long enough for me to finally read her letter.
Oh, that's what you went back to the bungalow for, is it?
I couldn't say we still haven't read it.
What's it say, then?
Well, you're right about the money part.
I told you.
David.
Thank you. So what do we want the cash for, then?
Ruth.
I'll tell you in a minute.
I saved the family some money today.
Oh, how's that?
Bert wanted to sign us all up for the village trip to Blackpool.
Oh.
I took the liberty of saying no on everyone's behalf.
Oh, good move.
I told him we'd probably have too much on.
Thanks, Jill.
I meant it. I doubt if any of us really be in the mood to go.
Yeah, not if it means snuggling up to Linda in her kiss-me-quick hat on the back seat.
It's going to cost us a tenner.
Well, what is?
That's a suggested donation towards Loxley Barrett Primary Centenary Mosaic.
It's what?
Oh, there was a paragraph about it in the Echo.
They've got an artist making a mosaic, which will show important moments in the life of the school over the past 100 years.
I wonder if they'll include the day Pip was sick in assembly.
David.
And they hope all parents will make a note of the official centenary day when they're invited to view it. That's not till next year.
Loxley Barrett like to get their advertising in early.
Sounds like a very good idea.
It's got to be worth a tenner.
Well, I suppose we can just about manage it. We'll stop it out of Pip and Josh's pocket money.
Don't be rotten.
Hey, talking of school, isn't there a parents' evening coming up sometime?
Oh, hope not.
Mum?
Sorry. With you mentioning Linda just now, she came into my head.
You know, kiss me quick hat?
No. The way she was cycling through the village earlier. She had a great big mirror perched in a basket, far too big for a bike.
She treats it like a mini removals van sometimes.
Yes, and she had a look of such absolute concentration on her face, determined to get the mirror back to Ambridge Hall if it was the last thing she did.
Linda, when she's got her mind fixed on something.
I shouted hello, but she didn't hear me.
Have you read it yet?
Yeah.
And you can have the money to take in.
But you've got to come to the opening.
Yes, we will.
It's not till next year, Pip.
Mrs. Morgan says there'll be newspapers and everything there.
Oh, well, in that case...
You've got to come.
Don't worry, we will do.
Promise?
Yes.
Both of you?
Yes, of course, both of us. Isn't that right, love?
Yeah. Now let's go to the office, Pip. I'll write the cheque while I think about it.
Brilliant!
I don't know why Pip always has to look so far ahead.
No.
Next year seems a long way off.
Doesn't it, just...
David, are you all right?
Yes, Mum, I'm fine.
Thank you.
Sid.
Oh, all right, Betty.
I just wanted to check. Is it all right if I come in a bit late tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
In the evening. I told you I've swapped shifts with Clary.
Oh, so she's free to go to the hospital?
Yeah, I said yes when she asked, because I thought Phoebe's birthday party would be over in time.
But
now Roy tells me they won't be starting till 5.
You can't miss a party.
No.
The only trouble is...
I'd be here straight after 7.
Well, yes, of course, that's all right.
Oh, thanks. Roy and Hayley really want it to go well, to make up for her mum not being there.
I'm sure it'll be great fun.
Well, at least Kate's remembered to send a present.
Oh, that's something. I suppose Phoebe's just about old enough to understand what the fuss is about.
she understands presents.
I love Jamie's birthdays. He gets so excited.
Oh, don't they all?
He takes forever to get to sleep the night before.
Since you're not too busy, could we look at the shifts over the next couple of weeks as well? Only I'd like to know when I'm working, because there's an evening out I'd like to arrange.
Right. No problem.
Afternoon, Cathy.
Hello.
Cathy, is there any chance of us sorting out the rotor?
Can't you see? I've got my hands full.
Ah.
The restaurant is still busy.
Oh, never mind.
No, it's all right, Bethy. You need to know.
I'll make sure
we've got the rotor sorted before you come in tomorrow. How about that?
You ready for this one?
Hold on. I've got a corner stuck.
Colin will be all right on his own this afternoon, won't he?
Yes, of course he will. This is the only order to go out, so I'll be back to help him.
And he knows how to change the disc if you're late.
Don't worry about it. I have that tray now.
That's the last of the mixed fruit.
What matters is you getting to see Joe.
He's supposed to have had a reasonable night.
What did he say when you phoned?
Nurse says he's peaceful. I wish he was fighting more.
Can't imagine Joe doing anything else.
It's awful seeing him in hospital.
Yeah.
He looks so small in the middle of the bed. They got them great big pillows, and his head don't look no bigger than a child.
They'll be doing everything they can for him. You just got to hang on and hope, Clary.
Yeah. Where's Eddie got to?
You don't know anything more about the time Joe was missing?
No. No, between him leaving the flares in the churchyard and William finding him, we don't know what was going on.
He's not been able to say?
Been too mixed up to say anything sensible.
Before you go, I've got something for Joe.
Oh, you shouldn't.
I just thought a few roses might cheer him up.
You know when Bethy was here? 10:20. I've said she's all right to come in late tomorrow.
50, 60, 70,
that's all right,
50,
isn't it? 90. I mean, you'll have to hold the fort on your own for a while. You don't mind, do you?
No.
And I thought perhaps we could look at the shifts this afternoon. Betty's keen to know when she's working over the next week or so.
I'm busy.
Well, it only was Harry needing time to go to the hospital. They've had to swap.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I'm sorry. But it'll only take a moment, and while we're short...
Oh, can't you decide what evenings they're working?
All right, if you're happy with that. As long as... Well, is it still all right next, tomorrow? You said you didn't mind, but if Betty's going to be late... Look, I'll cry off if you like, Cathy.
Fine. Go to Nets.
You're sure?
You can miss the whole evening if you want to. You can miss the whole damn day.
Cathy.
In fact, why are you bothering? Why don't you just move straight in with Jolene?
Oh. Where's she taking the flowers?
Find a vase, I suppose.
As long as you don't end up giving up to someone else.
Eddie.
It could happen.
Joe, we're back.
It's us, Dad. Dad?
Let him sleep.
Oh. You lying, mate?
I can see what she meant.
It could be real serious. If he's starting a chest infection.
She said they'd monitor it.
What good's that? They want to put it right.
They're doing all they can.
It might be the last straw if his chest gets bad.
Don't say that.
Well, it might be. Come on, Dad, you've got to fight this. He's not looking any better, is he?
His colour's not so bad, I don't think.
All the times I've been mad at him for being stubborn. I hope he's still got that in him.
What about Edward?
What about him?
With him not having been in, do you think...
No.
Look, I wouldn't want him, you know.
Neil to see his granddad.
Look, they'll tell us if anything's going to happen.
Well, it wouldn't be right if he didn't see
him. Well, let's give it a day or two, eh?
Do you think so?
Well, some of what Edward said to him lately. He's not going to feel too clever if he sees his granddad like this, is he?
Suppose not.
We'll see how it's going tomorrow. Dad? Dad, it's us.
It's me and Eddie. It's all right, you don't have to move.
You all right, Dad? We've come in to see how you're doing. The doctor says you're on the mend.
You're going to be right as rain. They're looking after you real well.
Wish I had all these nurses running after me.
Do you want anything? Cup of tea?
Yeah, you clearly.
Joe, love.
The boys say hello.
Yep, William will be back in tomorrow.
He was in yesterday, do you remember?
Yeah, and Edward will be in soon. We're so worried about you.
Do you want some water?
Just about. Everyone in Ambridge sends you their best wishes.
They say you've got to get well soon.
Have you seen all your cards? There's one from Mr. and Mrs. Archer. Mrs. Antrobus. Janet sent you that one.
Here, Dad. Drink this.
No, I don't think he wants it, Ed.
What's that?
What, Joe? Look, it don't matter, Joe.
Have some water, Dad.
You don't have to talk to
him. He does want some.
Well, sit him up a bit then, Eddie. Go on. Yeah, that's it.
Now, don't go, Brit. That's right. Slowly. That enough?
Yeah, I think so. Get a tissue for his chin.
Is it my turn to do the milking, Eddie?
Not today, Dad. Not today.
Caitlin's gone home with a bad stomach.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Kathy.
Hi. Tommy, tell me you were in here.
Oh, that was probably more information than you wanted about one of our casuals.
Sorry to turn up while you're working.
No, that's fine. I'm glad you have.
I had to get out, that's all.
Sure.
If I'd stayed any longer.
Look, let's go back to the house and grab a coffee, shall we?
No.
Honestly, it's okay. I can do the tomatoes anytime.
Would you mind if we stayed in here?
No.
Is it all tomatoes?
Oh, no, we've got some salad stuff down at the end.
Oh, yeah. Tony was in the kitchen, so...
That's okay.
I didn't think I'd be good company.
No, but we're staying here.
You get on with what you were doing.
Oh, I do allow myself the occasional break. It's getting pretty bad, I take it.
Shouldn't be, should it? It's over 2 weeks now. It should be getting easier.
Yeah. Doesn't work like that.
No.
Must feel like going through hell.
What were you doing when I came in?
Oh, just pinching off some of the side shoots. We want all the energy to go into the fruits themselves.
You know, Sid's not the problem. I am.
Sorry?
I'm all over the place. Yesterday, I was sure we could work it all out. It was going to be rough for a time, but then, you know...
You'd come through.
I was even telling myself it could strengthen our marriage. I read that in a magazine. An affair doesn't have to be the end.
But you're not feeling like that now.
Oh, I told Sid to move in with Jolene.
What?
I said he could sling his hook for all I cared.
And is he going to?
No. He knew I didn't mean it. I meant it when I said it, though.
Your emotions are bound to be unsettled.
Unsettled? 1 minute, I can't imagine living without Sid. And then, just like that, it goes the other way. I can't bear being in the same room as him.
How would you feel if he did go?
I don't know. In some ways, I'm terrified. I mean, the first thing is, how would Jamie cope?
He's close to his dad, isn't he?
He really loves him. And whatever else Sid is, he's a good dad. Jamie knows things aren't right.
Has he said anything?
Doesn't have to.
Kids are quick to notice, aren't they?
There's plenty to notice between me and Sid.
You must be so angry with him.
I didn't know I could be this angry. But I'm frightened too.
Sure.
I'm so used to Sid. I'm used to how we live. I know that doesn't sound very romantic.
I know what you mean.
But you see, I wouldn't just be losing a husband. It's my whole way of life. What happens to the bull?
I know.
I keep asking myself, is it worth it? Is it worth throwing it all up because my selfish, idiotic husband has a midlife crisis? I was thinking about Dave Barry.
Yes?
Oh, we could easily have broken up then.
Yes.
Oh, sure, we were going to, when Sid headed off to Wales. Even when he came back, it didn't look as though we'd get back together.
But you did.
Yeah. He put a lot of work into our marriage then.
It must have taken some guts.
Surprised me that it meant so much to him.
Yeah, a lot of men wouldn't even have tried.
Which is why I'm wondering, if nothing else for Jamie's sake, should I give him the same chance?
Could it work?
I don't know.
Do you want it to work?
What I keep coming back to, I'm thinking about it the whole time, and I keep telling myself, the point is, Pat, you can't make a marriage work without trust, can you? I mean, you just can't.
Oh, Kathy.
And I don't know if I can ever trust him again.
Oh, let me carry that, Ruth.
It's okay.
Oh, those drums of rust-proof are jolly heavy.
I had me grip wrong, that's all. I should have had gloves on to start with.
No, really, it's no bother.
I can't have David thinking I'm going soft in me old age.
Oh, well, if you're sure.
Then thanks anyway.
Ruth, Mr. Archer, I'm sorry about this morning.
Oh, hello, Neil.
Hi.
Oh, I wanted to apologise. I didn't mean to leave the parlour in a mess.
You didn't?
I didn't have time to clean up properly before I went off.
It looked fine to me.
It was a rush job, I'm afraid. I got a phone call and had to get straight over to the Strawberries.
Not more badger problems?
No, it was the Echo. They'd heard about the badgers and they wanted a photo. Well, it sounds stupid. One of me protecting the Strawberries from them.
Yeah. They shall not pass.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Josie had me sitting on the gate and told me to look defiant.
Defiant?
Well, I won't embarrass myself by repeating the pose.
It sounds like good publicity.
Oh, maybe. Only I didn't want you to think I was getting casual.
Neil.
Oh, you're the last person we'd think that of.
The parlour's perfectly okay. It's just about to get its regular brush-up anyway.
Yeah, I noticed the rust once you'd mentioned it.
David and I are going to sort it out now. He'll be wondering what's happened to me.
Now, are you sure...
I've got it. See you, Neil.
Bye now.
I wish she'd let me give her a hand.
Oh, she'd be all right with that.
Hey, it's very heavy.
I've seen her shift all sorts before now. She's as tough as they come, is Ruth.
Hello, Neil.
Oh, afternoon, Mrs. Archer.
Oh, meet the star of this week's Echo.
Really?
It probably won't go in.
He's been photographed defending the Strawberries from badgers.
Tin Hat and Bennett.
Hey, it's a good job you weren't there. Josie would have loved that idea.
She'll be intrigued to see what you look like.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'd better head off. There's still a lot to do before Sunday. See you.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm going too. I want to drop Phoebe's present off before her party starts.
How do you think Ruth's coping?
Pretty well, considering.
If you ask me, she's not taking enough care of herself.
No?
She's throwing herself into her work as though nothing's wrong.
At least she's talking about it. Heather says they've had some good long chats.
It's a blessing she's been able to stay on.
I'm worried about David. Has he talked to you at all?
No, not particularly.
Tried to speak to him, but no luck so far.
Oh, perhaps he doesn't want to talk.
Just think what he's going through.
Yeah, I know.
It can't do him any good bottling it all up.
Yeah, perhaps you're right. Perhaps you should have another go.
It'd be better if you spoke to him.
Me?
He might find it easier.
Oh, I don't know.
Why not?
Well, I mean, what would I say?
Just ask him how he's feeling.
Yes, David and I don't... I'm no good at that sort of thing.
Phil, your son is frightened of losing the person who means most to him in the world.
Oh, it won't come to that.
No, but that's what he's afraid of.
Well...
Surely, you know what that means better than anyone.
Oh.
So will you at least consider talking to him?
I tell you what, we're not going to get far with the rust before milking.
No.
So, look, why don't we just clear the muck off the trusses now and do the stalls this evening?
Fair enough.
Never seen so many cobwebs.
Oh, don't worry, I've got me trusty cloth ready.
I was going to go up.
Oh, it's as easy for me.
Yeah, but Well, a titch like you will never be able to reach all of them.
Just watch me.
Well, we don't want you toppling off.
Well, I've been up the ladder once or twice before.
Yeah, I know.
Don't worry, I'll be fine.
Yeah, of course you will. Go on, get stuck in then.
Ah. Have any luck?
Yeah, not much. A couple of ropes, but they weren't worth keeping.
Ah, I used to love fishing this stretch.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Especially early in the morning with a fly.
Well, you'd fry fish here.
Yeah. Plenty of times I pulled a couple of brownies out.
You never.
I'd get Mum to cook them for breakfast.
There ain't many trout in here now. Just the odd one.
Oh, well, it used to be. Come July and August, you'd find them in Hayden Brook as well.
Yeah?
Yeah. They seem to like the fast-flowing water there.
Well, I've never seen anyone take trout here.
Well, I've got to admit, it's a long time since I heard of it myself. More's the pity.
Yeah, too right.
We lost a lot, what was it, 1989. There was a slurry spill.
Yeah.
But this stretch was restocked, so...
Well, there's a few of them left.
Yeah, not like they used to be, though.
Well, Scrandad, a few remembers when there were a lot of trout in the air.
Oh, he's bound to.
Yeah, it'll be good to have something cheerful to talk to him about.
Oh, Joe will remember, all right.
Mind you, he's still not completely with it. He don't remember what he did while he were missing.
Must have been such a worry for you all.
Yeah, still. Been one good thing to come out of it.
Oh, what's that?
He stopped us squabbling all the time.
Oh, well, that's right. In a proper family, everyone pulls together in a crisis.
Let's try a few catches right off the meat of the bat. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, not so far back.
About here.
A couple more steps.
Right.
That'll do.
Isn't that rather close?
This practice is about instant reflexes. That's the best place for Tony to be. Come on, lob one up.
All right. Oh, Sid!
Where were you?
Well, I'd no chance with that.
In a match, that's four runs thrown away.
Well, that's gone miles.
We'll collect it later. Use the other ball. Ready for a catch, Neil?
All right. But I'm staying here.
You won't get the benefit. Oh, never mind. Send it over, Tony.
All right.
Here.
Oh,
catch! Butter fingers!
Blimey, you all right?
No, I'm not. That hit me right on the knuckle.
You shouldn't be hitting the ball that hard in a practice session, Sid.
What's the point of practicing if we don't do it properly?
I'm going to get this under some cold water.
Oh, good idea, Neil.
Shouldn't be surprised if it's cracked.
Do you want to lift home?
No, I'll be all right.
Of course he is. He didn't have his hands turned properly, that's all.
Well, you've got to admit, you have been belting them.
No, not really.
My hands are stinging.
Oh.
And why do you think no one else has joined in?
Maybe that was too hard.
Anyway, if Neil's gone, we might as well start packing up.
I have been a bit wound up. You know, with the way things are between me and Cathy.
I told Alistair I'd be responsible for all the gear.
The point is, Tony, I've never been as confused in my life.
Huh?
It's the thought of the marriage breaking up. I don't know if I can face
it. Well, that won't happen, will it?
I don't know. Some days, that's precisely what Cathy seems to want.
These things often work themselves out. I'll put the bag here. We can dump everything in.
The trouble is, I don't know what I want myself. It's easier handling upheaval when you're young, isn't it? Perhaps I'm too old to start all over again.
Yeah.
Yes?
Or no. It depends on the person.
Of course it does. I keep asking myself, what do I feel for Cathy? And what are my feelings for Jolene? Is it love? Or just infatuation?
Can I take that bat off you?
And if it's infatuation, is it on her side or my side? Perhaps I just feel flattered by the whole affair. That's possible, isn't it?
Yeah. Was there another pair of gloves?
Be honest, Tony. If you were me, what would you do?
If I was you?
Cathy and Jolene, the whole situation, what would you do?
Well, I suppose that... You have to weigh it all up.
Yeah, exactly.
There's Jamie to consider.
Yes.
You and Cathy have put a lot into your marriage.
13 years of our lives.
On the other hand, Jolene is...
Yeah?
She's got a warm personality. She's very attractive.
Tell me about it.
She seems very easy to be with.
She is.
And, like I say, her looks are... Well, you know... A lot of men in the same position as you would have... Well, almost certainly... So, yeah, she's very good-looking. No doubt about it.
What's your point, Tony?
Well, simply that. These situations aren't easy for anyone.
I suppose that's true.
And that's my honest opinion.
Well, thanks. You know, it really helps having you to talk to.
Does it?
Oh, still hard at it.
Oh, I'm getting there.
I thought you might want a hand.
No, I'm all right. Ruth will be out in a minute.
Oh, well, actually, I told her to stay in and keep Heather company.
Oh, right.
I said I'd take over.
Oh, well, do you want to brush off the rust or paint it back over then?
Oh, I'm easy.
All right, well, have a go at the brushing off. There isn't much left to do.
Right. I thought she should take advantage of her mum being down here.
Yeah, Bruce's very glad she's around.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's not very easy for the pair of you at the moment.
Can't be helped.
Well, I think you're coping marvellously.
Ruth is.
No, both of you are.
Well, she's the one who's got it tough.
Yes, of course, but so have you.
I have known better times.
Yeah, it must be pretty awful.
It's easier when I don't stop. Finish one job, straight on to the next.
So you don't have time to think?
I don't want time to think. When I do, I feel useless.
Oh, you mustn't think that way, David.
With the greatest respect, Dad, you don't know what it's like for me at the moment.
No.
I don't think anyone does who hasn't lived through something like this.
Of course, I don't know exactly what you're feeling, but... You see, when you were a boy...
Yeah?
You never made much of a fuss about falling off your bike or getting a knock.
What?
Well, you didn't, did you?
Well, I wasn't going to show myself up in front of the others, if that's what you mean.
But there was a particular look you had.
Was there?
Don't you remember? You kept your face very still and looked away so no one would see you were hurt.
Took quite an effort sometimes.
Mm. And looking at you now... And the fact is, I do know something about going through pain myself.
I know.
Which is why I'd do anything to spare you, to save you going through what... I don't quite know how to...
It's okay, Dad.
Just because I never tell you... Well, it's not something my father did with me. I'm not even sure I've got the words.
It's all right.
You're very, very important to me, David.
I know, Dad.
And never forget that.
No, I won't. It's never mattered more than now. But I'm all right. Ruth isn't going to die.
No, of course not.
She isn't going to. Do you know what would really help?
What's that?
If you got the rust off the last stall, we could get the job finished tonight.
Yeah, right. Let's get on with it, then.
Pens are looking in good shape.
Yeah, they are now.
You've done a good job on them.
This is the last piece of mesh I've got to patch in.
How's your grandfather getting on?
I say he'll be all right, probably.
Oh, good.
But he still don't seem right to me.
You've seen him recently?
Oh, I'm getting as much as I can.
It must be pretty tiring for you.
No?
Working flat out here and then running into the hospital all the time.
Don't bother me.
Well, even when you're young and fit, you still need to relax once in a while.
Oh, I did that yesterday. Went fishing.
Oh, did you catch any?
Yeah, I didn't do too bad in the end. Half dozen roach.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I reckon I'm on the best spot round here.
Where's that?
You know, the stand of alder between Brookfield and Sawyer's Farm.
Near where Hayden Brook runs into the Am?
Yeah, that's it.
I've heard that's a good place to fish.
Yeah, I reckon there's some big trout in there. Mr. Archer told me he used to put them out regular.
Yeah, I'll have to ask him about that. Anyway, you'll be wanting to finish patching up. Oh, keep up the good work.
Yeah, I'll try to.
You must be doing something, right? Greg says he's impressed with the way you get things done.
Can't be that impressed.
No?
Yeah, he won't even let me have the day off to go to the game fair.
Won't he?
Not that it matters.
Don't you want some coffee, Eddie? Oh, I'll keep weeding if you don't mind. You don't fancy having a break with Beryl and crew?
Not much.
I know this isn't the greatest of jobs.
Oh, I've said I'll do it and I'll do it. Seems crazy to me, though.
What?
Well, if the only future for farming is to go back to the Stone Age.
You mean that you'd put a nice drop of herbicide on the docks?
Oh, wouldn't I just? Yeah, I'll get that one.
That was at Nets.
It's a stonking great bruise.
Yeah, Sid was giving it some welly.
Sid was there?
Yeah, and how. Fancied himself as Lance Klusner.
No surprise Cathy lets him into her silly.
Well, that's why he was so full of aggression. It's all rather awkward between them at the moment.
Yeah, no, that is a surprise.
Yeah, mind you, my ears were in more danger than anything else.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The amount that Sid's been talking to me lately, I'm afraid he's going to make them drop off.
Oh, thanks.
Isn't that awful luck?
She phoned just after we left.
Yes, and Roy said it couldn't have been more than a couple of minutes.
Oh, good timing was never Kate's strong suit.
Oh, he even got Hayley to see if our car was still there, but we'd gone.
Where was she phoning from?
Oh, he doesn't know.
What?
Well, it was a terrible line, and all Kate had time for was to wish Phoebe happy birthday. Didn't she, darling?
Well, you must have some idea.
You had a nice talk with your mummy, didn't you, Poppet?
Why didn't you have the gumption to ask?
Oh, well, he was busy clearing up ice cream, and Hayley was changing Phoebe's top, and the last thing they expected was a call from Kate.
How did she sound?
Very well, Roy said.
Oh, that's good.
Isn't it a relief?
No idea of her plans.
No.
At least she's still thinking of Phoebe.
Well, of course she is. She sent her that lovely drum.
I noticed you didn't bring it over this morning.
Are you complaining?
Oh, no. She loves your present, doesn't she?
Our present? I knew she'd like it.
Oh, did you see? She got to the end and then straight away.
Yeah, she's back to the beginning.
She's hooked on it.
She loves pulling the tabs and making the butterflies jiggle round.
Gets my vote over a drum, really.
Well, those are her two favourite presents. Wasn't all that impressed with what the Tuckers bought her.
I thought the wind-up frog was great fun.
It's hardly going to exercise her imagination.
Yeah?
Sometimes I wonder if Roy's family... Well...
What?
Well, they're quite on Phoebe's wavelength. I mean, like the party itself.
They went to a lot of trouble.
But it was all rather chaotic, wasn't it?
Noisy, maybe.
Well, I'd have done it quite differently.
Well, offer to do it another year.
Yes, I'd like to.
Right. I'd better be getting over to the estate office.
Oh, Graham keeps phoning about the forecasts he sent you.
I'm not going about those.
No?
I want to check on some fishing rides.
Oh?
William was telling me about his exploits near Hayden Brook yesterday. He'd been fishing there, illegally.
You didn't make a fuss?
No, I didn't say a word.
Good. He's got enough to worry about.
I know. But the estate actually has the rights to that stretch.
Well, it's estate land backing on there, isn't it?
Yes, but the angling's been let to a Felpershire consortium for the last few years. I'm not sure they ever use it. And of course, we've kept back a rod for in-house.
Oh, it used to be full of fish.
Then it's got to be worth seeing if the estate can make more money out of it.
Why can't we go in?
You heard her. The nurse is seeing to him.
Well, you've been here ages.
Oh, it won't be long now.
Smells horrible.
That's a hospital smell. Antiseptic or something.
It's disgusting. There's sick people everywhere.
Whatever can they be doing here?
Well, they're unhealthy. Bet we catch something.
Wait, what?
But I'm only saying.
You still got the card?
Yeah.
Oh, and we got best wishes to pass on from the Carters. Plus Mike Tucker says hello. Don't let me forget that.
All right. Don't reckon much to these nurses.
What's wrong with them?
They're all dogs.
It's not a beauty contest. They're here to look after people.
Yeah, yeah.
You're too young to be taking that sort of notice of them.
Dad.
Now, you know what your mum said?
Grandad's still ill.
So we don't want to be upsetting
him. I won't.
Look, don't, that's all.
She ain't bad looking.
Oh, give over.
Oh, she ain't. Down at the end of the ward.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't mind her looking after me if I was sick. Which I probably will be if we stay here much longer.
Now, no grumbling when we go in, don't understand? Right. We're here to cheer him up, not make things worse.
You know what would really cheer him up?
What's that?
We told him we were going to Blackpool.
How many times?
Well, he'd love it if we all went.
Hey, I've told...
It'd make him want to get better.
We're not going on the village trip.
Why not?
You know why not. We can't afford it for a start.
That ain't fair.
Well, life ain't always fair.
So. Where Emma's going?
We are not.
I'll tell Mum you've been eyeing up the nurses.
That's enough, Edward. Don't forget it.
I didn't know if you'd be coming in for something to eat, so...
Oh, a sandwich. God, brilliant.
Ham and pickle, all right?
Yeah, perfect.
I told you there was a spare pipe in here.
Yeah, should make keeping the lettuces watered a lot easier.
Oh, doesn't look in very good nick.
Oh, I'll patch it up. Now, can I have that? I'm starving.
Get your hands!
What? Oh, right.
Oh, before I forget,
Sid rang for you.
Did he? They're clean enough.
Oh.
Right, thanks. What do you want?
Did you pack the wicket-keeping gloves yesterday?
What? Oh, I don't know.
The new pair.
Have you phoned to ask that?
Yes, he said a sudden panic that they were left on the field.
No, I'm sure I picked them up.
He said, can you ring him to let him know?
No, I can't.
What?
He's not bothered about the gloves.
I don't eat and work. Do you want it on the trailer?
Yes, please. He's not phoning about cricket gear. He wants to natter about him and Kathy again, that's all.
So ring him back.
Ah, yeah, well, I'm having a break from Sid's troubles today.
It's not very charitable.
Perhaps not, but...
It's quite flattering that Sid and Kathy see us as confidants.
Well, I don't know about flattering. I find it, well, awkward.
Well, you shouldn't.
I'm not one of life's agony aunts.
How do you know till you try?
Oh, I have tried, believe me. All through Nets, I listened to him go on about his marital problems.
Well done.
And when he asked my advice, I gave it my best shot.
What'd you tell him?
I said, after due consideration, that Jolene was a real stunner.
What?
I opened my mouth and that's what came out.
You talked about Jolene being a good looker? What on earth for?
Well, my brain wasn't in gear.
Tell me.
Well, I never know what to say in that kind of situation.
I'd better not tell Kathy that's what you said.
No, I was trying to make the point that physical attraction isn't enough on its own. Didn't come out that way, that's all.
Well, he must have done some good if he's ringing you.
Mm. Yeah, perhaps I'll call him later.
You know, I bet you're more help than you realise.
I doubt it.
Just being prepared to listen's important.
Doesn't seem like much use.
Oh, believe me, it is. And you do have some experience of married life. Good times and bad.
True enough.
That's probably all Sid wants. Someone else's perspective. Someone he can respect.
Do you think Sid and Kathy will stay together?
I don't know.
She hasn't said anything.
I don't think she knows what she wants.
Neither does Sid. I wouldn't like to guess what will happen to them.
Makes you value what you've got yourself, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it does, I suppose. Hey, what are you snuggling up for?
Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really think Jolene's a stunner?
Get off! The nurse said you had a good lunch.
Yeah.
What did you have?
Eggs. I think it was eggs.
It's good to see you sitting up properly. Don't your granddad look well?
Yeah.
You got another card.
Here.
From Mr. and Mrs. Woolley. Open it for me. Oh, the Carters have put one in the post and all. That should be here tomorrow. And Mike Tucker says hello. Everyone's thinking of you, Dad.
This pillow went right.
Oh, it just wants straightening up. Lean forward. There you go.
There's a Staffordshire Bull Terrier.
Oh, that's a nice card, isn't it? What's it say inside?
Very best wishes from Jack and Peggy Woolley. And there's some stupid poem.
Go on, read it.
No.
Your granddad wants to hear it, don't you?
I told him to take one pillow away.
Put it with the rest. All you've got to do is get your chest clear now. Does it feel any better?
Where were you them 2 days you were missing?
It don't matter.
Well, I'm only asking.
You don't remember rightly.
Don't worry about it now. Do you want a cup of tea or anything?
You did a lot of walking.
You must have done. To end up where William found you.
He was walking. He was walking.
Is that it?
It's all right, Dad. We don't need to know what happened. He's just got sick of us arguing all the time and took a little... And I can't blame you.
No, it wasn't that.
Well, it weren't us arguing.
The one thing in me, clear was I had to get home.
Home?
Grange Farm?
Home. I had to keep going till I got there. That's why I was walking.
He ain't right.
Shh. Get home before it's too late.
Too late?
Well, I didn't get there, did I?
What's wrong with him?
You are going home, Dad.
Huh?
I swear. Whatever it takes, when you leave this hospital, you're going home to Ambridge.
Susan doesn't think the customer's always right.
What's this? You're sure are you truanting?
I'm having a well-earned day off.
Oh, I wish I was.
That's why I want an echo to see if there's anything on.
Oh, now there is something interesting in the paper.
Oh, sorry, Kathy.
It's all right.
I'm pushing in, aren't I?
Oh, don't worry. I haven't finished yet.
I've got a new feature in the echo.
You're sure?
Yes.
There you are. Hunk of the month.
What's that?
Oh,
some hunk.
What do you think? Very dishy.
What's Neil up to?
Frightening off badgers. I know what you're thinking. He'd frighten off anything with that expression.
Have he and Mike got all the trouble sorted out with the strawberries?
Oh, just about. Everything's on schedule again, supposedly.
Susan, have you got any wind chimes?
Wind chimes?
Hi. Oh,
hello. Oh, no, I'm afraid not.
But you must have.
We don't stock that sort of thing.
But I distinctly remember Kate pointing some out to me. A friend of hers had made them. They were in the window. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm pushing in.
No, that's fine.
I'm not in any rush. Oh, well, if you're sure.
Most of the stuff Kate brought in got sold or taken back.
Oh, no.
There was a few bits and bobs in the stockroom. I mean, it's possible the wind chimes are still there.
Could you look for me?
Well,
I can wait.
And me.
I'd be so grateful, Susan. It's virtually an emergency.
Oh, all right, then. I won't be a minute.
What's happened?
We've had a very unfortunate experience.
Oh.
Robert, with typical thoughtlessness, has smashed the mirror.
Which mirror?
The one I'd carefully placed on the patio. Oh,
what a shame. Mirrors are lovely in a garden, especially with pot plants.
No, Kathy, this wasn't decorative. It was functional.
Oh.
We were just starting to feel a definite enrichment in wisdom and creativity when Robert had to fling the French windows open without looking.
Whoops.
Heaven knows how much negative chi a broken mirror attracts.
But wind chimes can help.
Oh, yes. They're one of the best things for dispersing negative energy, you see. If Susan can find some.
Better keep our fingers crossed, then.
Oh. Hi, Ruth.
Hi.
To be honest, Robert's been very slow to appreciate the value of feng shui in the garden. He's refusing to curve the path, you know.
Are you busy tonight? Fancy meeting up?
I don't know.
Well, what do you want to curve for?
Ah, we need to pacify some dangerous shah from the direction of the White Tiger.
Well, what about tomorrow, then?
Oh,
I don't think I can manage anything this weekend.
Hello, Ruth.
Now,
you'll be interested in this, Ruth. I'm just talking about maximising one's
positive... Is anyone serving? Susan's in the stockroom.
Only this is all I want, and I've got the right money.
There's no sense waiting. Go ahead of me.
You sure?
Mm. Just give her a call.
Susan, is it all right if I leave you the money for some beans?
No sign, I'm afraid, Linda.
Oh, dear. I've got two tins, that's 74.
Excuse me? I've got other people waiting.
But it's the right money.
Well, they were here before you.
I said Ruth could come in front.
I did ask.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to show some consideration for once and wait your turn.
What?
You can't walk over everyone like you did my Neil.
Okay, I'll do without them.
Ruth?
Don't forget your money, Ruth.
Here, I'll give it to her.
Honestly, the minute someone stands up to her.
She wasn't trying to be rude.
You've forgotten this.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Well, you never know when it'll come in handy.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, don't take any notice of Susan. She can be so crotchety sometimes. What's wrong?
Do you really want to know?
Surely. That's gonna go. Oh, hell! Oh! How the blazes did we ever get in here? Kathy?
What?
You haven't got a moment, have you?
What for? What do you want?
I'm having some trouble.
What are you doing?
I've gone at it at the wrong angle, that's all. If you could hold the door right back.
Why are you taking it out of the bedroom?
Well, to make things easier.
How?
I know you're not very comfortable with, you know, me having to come in for my socks and shorts every morning while you're getting ready.
So you're going to put your chest of drawers in the spare room?
Yeah, that was the idea.
Without even asking me?
Well, I thought it's what you'd want.
How do you know?
Well, isn't it?
I don't want you making any changes, Sid. Not till you've talked it through with me first.
Right.
You've done rather too much on your own initiative lately, don't you think?
Point taken. So, what do you want me to do with it?
I know we can't go on the way we have been.
No.
It's not doing us any good, and it's getting to Jamie.
He knows there's something wrong.
Yeah, of course he does. So we can't just let things drift.
No.
That's partly why I went out this morning.
Oh?
I wanted to think things through on my own.
Right.
I told myself I wouldn't come back till I'd made a decision.
About us?
About what we're going to do.
And have you decided?
Yes.
Cathy, I know I've been an idiot.
Will you just shut up? Everyone's gossiping about us.
They all know it's me who's the fool.
I hope so, because that's what you deserve.
Yes.
You have been so cowardly, so deceitful.
I know I
have. But worst of all, you've been downright selfish. You've put what you want way ahead of what you owe me. And worst of all, what you owe Jamie.
Absolutely. I know.
And I could say a lot worse.
You don't even want to try, then?
Oh, you're the biggest bloody fool I've ever known, Sid. But 13 years, it's a long time. I am not going to throw it away without a fight.
Cathy?
We should at least see if we can make it work.
You want to give it another go?
I didn't say I wanted to. I am prepared to try.
Oh, Cathy, thank you.
That is, if you can be trusted.
Yes, of course I can.
Of course.
I'll prove to you I'm trustworthy.
Yeah, well, that's going to take some proving.
I know, but if you give me a chance, we can do this. We can make it all work again.
And are you sure that's what you want?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
In that case, put the chest back.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sleeping in separate rooms isn't going to help put things right, is it?
There you are. Made according to Auntie Satya's very own recipe.
Mango and lime?
Only the finest and freshest ingredients.
I'm impressed.
So, when did you find out?
A couple of weeks ago.
And you said the operation's
next Friday.
At least you're not being kept waiting.
No.
What would they do?
I'll lose my breast.
Oh, Ruth.
And they take some glands from under my arm. And, I'll make a general mess of me, I suppose.
I wish you'd told me sooner.
It's not all that easy telling people.
No, I suppose not.
Only the family know. And now there's you.
How's David taking it?
Pretty well. Very well, in fact. He keeps me going. I try and keep him going. And Mum's a great help.
Oh, of course. That's why Heather's here.
Everyone's rallying round. Phil's great, too. If I go to lift a bucket, he's ahead of me.
Good for him.
He and Jill have been so kind. Everyone's been positive.
Isn't that good?
I suppose so.
But?
Oh, it's in me head the whole time. David and I talk about it. But I know he's worried and I don't want to put too much on him.
No.
He's going to have to be strong, whatever happens. Mm. And then, when the whole family's together, we talk about everything else but, you know...
They're trying to spare your feelings.
It's like we're walking on eggshells.
It must be so difficult. Nobody wants to make a boo, but... I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
It just came out.
It's all right, honestly.
I feel terrible.
Well, that's exactly what happens. We all keep up a front, like we can carry on as normal.
And you can't.
I'll never be normal again.
Oh, Ruth.
But somehow I've got to forget that and carry on.
Well, you don't have to keep up a front with me.
You're glad you ran into me now. What a way to spend your day off.
Oh, I'd be very hurt if you couldn't talk to me. The last couple of weeks must have been dreadful for you.
I just can't get my head round it.
No.
I'm so scared, Usha.
I bet.
I'm scared of the cancer. I'm scared of the operation. Last night I lay away thinking, what if they cut me open and it's too bad already?
Oh, no.
So there's nothing they can do except stitch me back up and send me home.
Oh, come on.
It happens.
But are night times the worst?
Oh, yeah. During the day, I keep myself occupied. But in bed, it all keeps going round. I try to be rational. I try to picture what life will be like after the operation.
That's good.
But most of the time, I can't think beyond next week. And the same thoughts keep coming back and back and back.
What thoughts?
About Joy.
Have you said anything to them?
No. Nearer the time you'll tell them Mummy's going into hospital. I won't tell them what for.
Well, that sounds okay.
I wouldn't trust myself to say anything now. Because I keep thinking what's going to happen to them if they lose their mum.
Oh, Ruth.
That's what I can't bear.
That's it. A good cry.
They won't understand if I leave them.
That's it. Come on.
At night I see Pip's face and Josh. David trying to tell them what's happened. I can't leave my baby.
It's all right, Ruth. It's all right.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.